If I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times. Gospel music is a family affair, and 30 years of history is behind today's guest.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
So 30 years, and I want to say that is a milestone in a marriage. It's a milestone when you look at ministry and in music. You got a lot of passion in all those things because you have a passionate marriage and love is preeminent there. You got passionate with theology and taking the gospel to the world. And then with creativity and music, I mean, everybody's got their own ideas as to what is good music, right? So that is a milestone we're celebrating, and we're doing that today with the Webb family and Rick and Phyllis Webb. 30 years in 2012, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, it's been an exciting year.
And obviously some different renditions of that, what that looked like, what the makeup was. But currently it is Phyllis and Rick and then the kids, Parker and Hannah. Parker. And so welcome, guys, to the studio.
Thank you, Daniel. Great to be with you.
Good to see you.
Well, Parker, you might go grab a Coke for right now because we are going to go back to at least 30 years ago a moment. And, you know, this is probably going to talk about some stuff before Parker was around. But but let's go back to the beginning. I mean, just to your childhood. Phyllis and Rick, I mean, did you guys grow up in, you're synonymous with North Carolina. Did you guys grow up in the state?
Yes, we did. We're both North Carolinians. In fact, we lived about 2 hours apart from each other. She's a little bit younger than I am. And but anyway, it took us going to Nashville and auditioning for a vocal group called The Regeneration. A group of 10 singers that traveled the country. That began in the late 70s. And we were both in the same group. Normally the group would change at least 60 or 70% of its personnel each year. Yeah. Well, Derek Johnson was a director, and he decided to keep the group together a little more tightly in the last years. So Phyllis came on board the same year that I did. And I like to tell people, Daniel, I just chased her all over the country until she finally gave in.
That's a true good story. I like
literally.
That.
Literally. Yeah.
But we sang with that group for 5 years and lived out of our suitcase.
Yeah.
We did 500 concerts a year.
Wow.
Of course, there are 365 days. So, but it was an exciting time.
Wow.
It was really, I like to call it our boot camp.
Yeah.
For what we're doing now, we'll do 150 dates a year, and that's really a piece of cake compared to what we did 25 years ago. But it was an exciting time, and that's sort of how our ministry began with the Regeneration.
Phyllis, are you like, what he said?
I'll go along. I'll not argue. Oh, but it was wonderful, And actually, we get kind of lost in the decades now. We did that for 5 years, and started 35 years ago. And then, of course, ended up, we were married, and then that is where we mark the celebration of our 30 years.
Right
after that, then we followed the group to Disney World, and what was the Regeneration became the Voices of Liberty that are still in... at Epcot in the American Pavilion. So we enjoyed 1 year of that and loved that, but really felt called into the ministry and moved back to North Carolina to begin what we're doing today.
The Rick Webb family's with us today. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Came to a river that was deep and wide, but I made it. Journey walking with my Lord. When the enemy surrounds me, he is my shield and sword. There's no need to worry, no need to fret. He will never leave me, and he's never failed me yet. I've enjoyed the journey walking with my Lord.
sunny morning, it's a joy to awake. This life gets sweeter every step I take. I've enjoyed the journey walking with my Lord. When the enemy surrounds me, he is my shield and sword. There's no need to worry, no need to fret. He will never leave me and he's never failed me yet. I've enjoyed the journey walking with my Lord. Enjoy the journey. Walking with my Lord, there's no need to worry, no need to fret. He will never leave me and he's never found me yet. I've enjoyed the journey, walking with my Lord. I've enjoyed the journey.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends today with the Rick Webb family.
So So, Rick, tell me about your mom and dad and your family and growing up in Carolina and how that influenced your drive.
You know, all my life, growing up, I accepted the Lord as a young teenager and, of course, raised in church. We had a great music program in our town, which was very instrumental in helping me to develop into what we are today. There was a certain guy in town, a minister of music. His name was Paul Robbins. Paul lives in Georgia today, and they called him the Pied Piper for youth, the young people in town. And Paul was very musical. He gave me opportunities to sing. We would just travel all over the state at that time and took our youth choir, and we were singing almost every weekend somewhere during the year. That was back when youth musicals were really big, you know, choirs, youth choirs. So I'm thankful for my childhood in that the Lord began preparing me even back then musically. And then, of course, I went to college at Gardner-Webb University right here in North Carolina, and
I'll interrupt you there. Yeah. Any relation?
You know what? It did not help me one penny.
Should have gotten at least a scholarship out of that.
Right. Yeah, right.
But I went through the music program, church music program there at Gardner-Webb, and of course, my instructor was pushing me toward Juilliard, and they wanted me to sing opera. And I wanted to sing Southern gospel music. It was just in my heart and in my life. And I absolutely, I appreciated the training that I received there vocally. But I knew God called us to ministry and gospel music was it.
So who were some of your, like as a kid, I mean, who did you listen to by records?
You know, I've told Ann Downing even today, I said, you know, you really missed it by not letting me travel with the Downings, because I loved the music of the Downings, the Spear family. I loved family groups back then. Mm-hmm. The Lefevers, of course, and of course the Hopper Brothers and Connie coming along, being here in North Carolina. But I really appreciated family groups even back then.
Yeah.
And so thankful that the Lord has allowed us to travel as a family. It's been incredible.
Chronicling the journey of the Rick Webb family with Rick, Phyllis, Parker, and Hannah Webb. Now on Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
Jesus said, "Fear not, my child, for I am with you always. So on his word I'm standing firm. I shall not be afraid. I'll hold on to his promises, whatever comes my way. For God cannot lie, and that is why I shall not be afraid. I shall not be afraid. No, I shall not be afraid. Oh, the tempest blows against my soul. I shall not be afraid.
When Jesus speaks, peace be still. So let the storm clouds hear me say, I shall not be afraid.
For death now has no hold on me, I have no fear of the grave. For when I die, my soul will rise. I shall not be afraid. And when I stand before the throne, I know my debt is paid. But until then, I'll trust in him, and I shall not be afraid.
I shall not. Tempest blows against my soul. I
The Rick Webb Family on Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
My friend Mark Fuller,
yes,
who I'm sure you know, loves to, and he loves a quartet, but he cannot get away from the family groups. And he says, as good as the quartet guys are, he says there's a brightness. And he uses that, there's a brightness about the family sound. And it's just, you know, just cheery and okay, so we'll put that bookmark there and move over back to Phyllis and go back to your growing up, and your influences. Was it similar to Rick's?
Mine was a little bit different in that I was raised in the parsonage. I was raised in the preacher's house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I grew up, in fact, when I was a little girl, I was born in Elkin, North Carolina. And we were there for a few years, and then my dad moved as pastors do, but we really just in two other places, but ended up in High Point, North Carolina. But this is what is a little bit unique for me, is that though my dad was the preacher, he really was a great musician. And so when I was young, I grew up to my dad leading the singing from the piano. He was a fabulous gospel pianist and one of the best accordion players still that I've ever heard. And in fact, when he was 13 years old, he was offered a job with the Cracker Jacks.
Arthur Smith
and the Cracker Jacks at 13. And, but his mom felt convinced and convicted that that he would go into ministry someday, even though she had not shared that with him. And so she just convinced him that let's wait. And then, of course, he did feel called into the ministry. And he was a great man. He's been with the Lord now almost 30 years. And but we, I had a great, great upbringing musically.
Yeah. And so regeneration, and by the way, the Webb family, and let me get the correct name because I know we've gone through the Rick Webb Trio and different, so is it the Webb family?
Actually, it's the Rick Webb family. Daniel, I've been trying to convince them to drop my name because it's really not necessary, but they feel like it needs to stay in there. It's very hard to say. In fact, we did one of the Gaither videos, and Bill could not get it out. I mean, he just... tripped over the Rick and the Webb. It's very hard to say.
Yes, yes.
But eventually we will be the Webb family. Right now we're the Rick Webb family.
Okay, great. And going back to regeneration now, there's one thing that, of course, I knew about that coming into this and listening to Rick speak and knowing the history here. And then when you said the Downings, I see that. I can see the influences. But I talked with Lee Young. And there is something about Lee's voice and Rick's voice, and there's the history with Derek Johnson, regeneration, right?
Right.
So, I mean, were you guys in there together?
Yeah, Lee was in the group a couple years before us. He was one of the first real bass singers that regeneration had back in the early 70s. And he's just a couple years older than us, but just a fabulous bass singer.
Oh, he is. Yeah. He is.
We're with him quite a bit. So,
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, and so is there something to that? I mean, because I'm just noticing the tonal quality here. What is Derek? Did he have his ears up for a certain sound, obviously?
You know, he really did. He had 10 voices, five girls, five guys, that, and we had about, 1,000 auditions each year, probably more than that, for the 10 singing spots. And he would replace, usually six or seven of the singers each year. He had a technique and still does today. Derek just celebrated his 80th birthday, but he has had a technique of combining a a high soprano, very high soprano, which is what Phyllis sang. Mm-hmm. He had a real low bass. He had a strong baritone. He would have a girl that had a country voice, and then some just really nice singers, even singers, and can combine those 10 singers into just a fabulous vocal group. But he had a technique he called pushing sound. We were talking about it just today, how to make that really lush vocal sound just really nice. And so maybe we did learn a little bit from his training and doing all those concerts.
There's a light that shines in darkness. There's a light that won't grow dim, held by the hand of God the Father. Hold on to Him. Hold on until the morning. Hold on until the dawn. Hold on to Him who will not fail you. Hold on, keep holding on.
Just ahead, the day is breaking. Just ahead, it's heaven's dawn, and love will light the way to morning.
When the night is passing gone, hold on until the morning. Hold on until the dawn.
Like the Daniel Britt and Friends page on Facebook, tweet at Britt and Friends on Twitter, or simply visit the full site at danielbritt.com.
When your waters are so troubled, you don't think you count at all. Waves may seem like mountains when your boat is oh so small. But somewhere past the clouds waits a new day to begin. Sometimes it takes a storm to calm the storm within. Sometimes it takes a storm to know you need a shelter. When the anchor's in your life disappear without a trace. Sometimes the sail calm waters. Sometimes it takes a storm to find a hiding place. They were drifting the darkness, and the sea was all around. They cried out to the master, "Please save us or we'll drown." Jesus heard their cries, and mercy stilled the wind. Sometimes it takes a storm to see a storm to know you need a shelter when the anchor's in your life disappear. Sometimes the wind will rage before you sail calm waters. Sometimes it takes a storm to find a hiding place. Sometimes the wind will rage before you sail calm waters. Lord, thank you for the storms, for I've found my hiding place.
Family, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Okay, so I remember being at a not a Southern Gospel radio station and not a contemporary station. It was what is referred to, maybe you would call it inspirational. Middle of the road. We played a little bit of light Southern Gospel, nothing too honky tonk,
right?
And and we played some light contemporary. Think, you know, some mild Twyla Paris, Larnell Harris, Sandy Patty, Steve right. Green, some of that. And right in the sweet spot was this Rick Webb Trio at the time, okay? Mm-hmm. And we had tons of Rick Webb Trio music, and we loved it. And but I never knew. And it was one of those things, Rick, I'll be honest. I never realized, this sounds dumb, I never realized there was really a Rick Webb. Mm-hmm. I thought of this more along the lines as these are just, you know, you hear sometimes singers, and there's right. usually a name and, mm-hmm. and the such and such singers. And usually it was a producer or someone who just kind of pulled it together, but was not necessarily a part of the group.
Right.
So whenever I became more acquainted with North Carolina's impact in music, I learned who Rick Webb was and said, okay, this is the guy and this is cool. And learning your history even today is kind of, I'm putting the dots together. So,
right.
So tell me about from Regeneration. You guys left, and it was Voices of Liberty, and you guys then started out. Yes. What did that look like in those early days?
Yeah, the Voices, we were actually the first group. Regeneration became the Voices of Liberty in the Epcot Center, the first year Epcot opened. Wow. It's in the American Pavilion. And we sang seven sets a day, all patriotic Americana music, and then on weekends.
Acapella.
Yeah, it was all acapella.
Wow.
And in the Rotunda area there, for those who have been to Epcot, would know what we're talking about. But it's it was a great time. It was very demanding vocally to do that many shows a day. So Phyllis and I realized it was going to be short lived for us to stay at Disney much longer than a year. So we stayed there for a year, and then during that time, we had an opportunity with Radio Bible Class, the Day of Discovery, television broadcast.
Yeah. Okay.
And I did some solos on the program. Phyllis was one of the Discovery singers, and we would go to Cypress Gardens.
See, that's my point. Yep. See, now, if there's somebody named Discovery, I'll be impressed. But see, Discovery singers, that's the name I'm familiar with.
Yes, yes. And so we recorded for 10 years with Day of Discovery. Mm-hmm. And they were more inspirational. But what was really interesting was I started pulling some of these Southern gospel songs, some of Squire Parsons' songs, and a Kirk Talley song.
Right.
And here and there, I introduced Southern gospel to Radio Bible Class. And a song that Squire penned many years ago, What a Moment was the name of it, was one of the most requested songs Day of Discovery ever had. And it was a Southern gospel song, which was neat. And so they let me record a few more after that.
Yeah. And that was my point back to this station again that I'm working at.
Yes.
And my cup of tea was Southern gospel. And so I would find I could really get those songs like Rick's talking about through the Crystal Sea Singers and, you know, even some of these choir CDs that Little Ness would put out or Discovery Singers. This is a Southern gospel song, but they've taken out the steel guitar and they put us some bright, cheery choir voices. And so it passes.
That's good. That's right. Yeah.
So with those opportunities and I mean, we can even talk about the opportunities you guys are getting today. People in music business, literally, I think they would work their fingers to the bone. They would kill for these opportunities. Mm-hmm. And sitting here just thinking back over 30 years, it seems so easy just to say, oh, I work for Disney World. Oh, we went to the Radio Bible Class and we did this. Mm-hmm. How did those opportunities hit you at the time? Was it a lot of hard work to get there?
Oh, my goodness. I would love to tell you my story. Rick's was more of a legitimate audition.
Yeah.
But for me, I had it in my heart to do this. I loved it. And when you were asking about influences, when I was a kid, one of the first projects I remembered falling in love with was in the almost mid-70s, early-70s, Gaither's Alleluia.
Right.
Well, the group that was singing the vocals, the choral part, was the Regeneration. So I just, that was one of my early points of falling in love with that kind of choral music.
Right.
But when I auditioned for Pastor Derek, as we called him, I did not have really opportunity to have much of an audition.
Mm-hmm.
He called me about a month later, and one of the few times that he needed to actually replace a girl once a tour started, and he said, I'd love to have you come. I had just started a semester of school up in Indiana, at Indiana Wesleyan.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my dad would never let me throw a semester of school away. And he said, can I speak with your professors? Which he did. And he did a lot of pre-work. But then this was the question. They had just purchased a huge new, huge wardrobe. Mm-hmm. And, he said, what size do you wear? And I wore the right size.
Right. Wow.
And then the big question was, I hope you're no taller than 5'3". And I said, I'm 5'3". So I got the job based on making sure that I wore the right clothes, which was, you know, for me, I knew that that was a confirmation that God had opened that door. And I was thrilled to death. And, of course, it changed the direction of my life. And then I met Rick and thrilled for every minute.
And so now I'm telling people, if mom had been 1 inch taller, I would not even be here.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Trying to fit all that together. Yeah.
Parker, Hannah, Phyllis, and Rick Webb of the Webb family.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty King. King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Praise him in glad
before him.
Let the amen sound from his people again. Gladly for him we adore him. Praise the
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and we follow the Rick Webb family through regeneration, through the Voices of Liberty, through the Rick Webb Trio, and now the Webb family.
You're continuing in some maybe traditions that you, yes, you know, went through with regeneration, yeah, and the Voices. So, right, so why didn't you take a stark left turn and go to maybe a diehard Southern gospel and go head to head in this beer tradition or Downing's, right, tradition, et cetera?
You know, Phyllis was really not raised with Southern gospel like I was.
Yeah.
I would go to the all night sings in Charlotte, North, yeah, Carolina, and any opportunity we would get a busload and take people to gospel sings anytime the Lefevers or whoever. Yeah. And, it really wasn't until the mid-90s. We had just completed our time with Radio Bible Class, Day of Discovery. They had taken the singers off the program, and they became more of a teaching ministry, and and music was beginning to change. It was either go more contemporary or Southern gospel for us. And Southern gospel had always been implanted in my heart years ago. And so I started introducing Phyllis to a little more Southern in our, yeah, in our sound. We, yeah, we added a third singer, became the Rick Webb Trio back in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. And the rest has been history. Our kids grew up loving it and loving the music. And so eventually they became part of our team about 6 years ago now. But we were able to take, as I said, for instance, with Radio Bible Class, Day of Discovery, I would sing a Southern gospel song, and they would make it real lush with orchestra, and, right, and right. It would fit into their programming.
Right.
And so I thought, wow, let's continue doing this, because people were requesting it. And so our music is probably a little more orchestrated than the typical rhythm and just a typical rhythm section.
Sure.
So we have been sort of classified as inspirational gospel, in that we still sing considered a contemporary song. I don't know, but it has worked for us. But it has given us opportunities to really broaden where we go and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I encouraged our whole family back in the mid-90s to begin really listening to Southern gospel music, and they loved it.
And providing such a unique bridge with Southern gospel in mind, the Rick Webb family on Daniel Britt and Friends.
There is a road leading to the great beyond. Oft times I stumble on my journey, but soon I'll rest when day is done. I've set my sight
sounds from the Rick Webb family and connecting the dots of their history today on Daniel Britt and Friends.
So before the mid-90s, was it just a husband-wife team?
It was, just she and I. And it was more of a part-time thing because we were still at Disney. Right. And I was involved in a church a couple years as worship leader. And so it really wasn't until the mid to late 90s that we started full time with what we're doing. However, we were doing over 100 concerts a year, but it wasn't worldwide at that time. So,
and then when you put the third person in, was that a mainstay of a person, or did you have a few different that came through?
We've had a couple folks travel with us, and wonderful singers and great folks. And we were a trio up until about 6 years ago, and we were in the Holy Land. We were, Dr. David Jeremiah had invited us to go provide the music for his Holy Land tour. Mm-hmm. And it was our 25th, actually it was our 25th anniversary because we celebrate our 25th wedding anniversary in Israel. And two of our three kids were with us on the trip just for the ride. And at the time we still had another lady with us, and Hannah and Parker came to us on the trip, and they said, you know, we really sense the Lord leading us to start singing with your ministry. Mm-hmm. And of course, as I tell our audiences today, Phyllis and I shouted so loud, you probably heard us all the way across the water. We were so excited. We knew Parker was very musical, but Hannah had been very timid, and we weren't sure that she wanted to sing and join us, but she did. And it's been absolutely the last 5 years of our ministry has been the very best that we could not have imagined what would have happened in 5 years.
That's right.
With the kids.
Parker, it's not an identical story, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of parallels that I'm hearing with like the Collingsworth family, where mm-hmm. you had Phil and Kim doing yeah. husband and wife thing.
That's
and
right.
then
right.
as the kids grew into it, mm-hmm. they just adapted and it's taken off.
Yeah.
In fact, it's interesting that you would say that because actually in Phil and Kim's early days, we were involved in a lot of the same Bible conferences.
A lot of the same camp meetings. We would do it 1 year and Phil and Kim would do it the next.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It
was
20 years ago, I guess you would say, would
yeah.
have been.
Yeah, it would have been.
And so we've known them for a very long time, even before they became a family group.
Wonder if you ever got any, each other's mail or phone calls.
Yeah. That's
right. Called you the wrong family. Whoops.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I'm wondering, and again, this is not an absolute either, because I know, like, for instance, I hear there's a huge fan base for bluegrass music, mm-hmm. like in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. And that does, you know, that's kind of, it's just something totally different, and it's something that's accepted there. But it makes me wonder the way that Rick's talked about bringing a Southern gospel influence into this other kind of world, how much of the country, when you look at the geographic area of the U.S. or even the world, really, where Southern gospel and the twang or the steel guitar or whatever, the magic that is the high tenors and low basses and all of that might not really go over that well in certain areas, you guys might ease into that a little bit better for a palate of a certain audience, I guess.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, Daniel. We have been to Russia on several occasions, and back right after the Iron Curtain fell, we were able to go in and we did a lot of singing in Russia and on several different crusades with an evangelist, and we were leery about taking our music to this country. They had never experienced gospel music, and in fact, most of them had never seen a Bible. Mm. And they appreciate art, the arts over there, and they're more classically trained. But we took, I was thinking about the song the other day. The first song we shared in one of our concerts there was Sweeter as the Days Go By. Mm-hmm. And when that track started, even though they had no idea, well, of course, we used an interpreter. Mm-hmm. They had no idea what we were really saying outside mm-hmm. of what the interpreter told them. Mm-hmm. And I hope she told them the right thing. But anyway, I saw their faces light up. They began trying to clap and they were looking at each other. They wanted to clap along. They wanted to get involved.
Wow!
And it was a real freedom that I don't think they had ever experienced before.
Yeah.
But the music spoke to their hearts and it was, I just have goosebumps right now just thinking about it because thinking that they're classically trained, but gospel music crossed the barrier there and really spoke to them.
Even tears, we would see tears.
Absolutely.
And that was, it was one of those things. It's hard to explain how someone could cry and be moved by the Spirit. And yet it had to have just been a tool that the Holy Spirit used just through the music because, as Rick said, the interpreter might set it up or we would have words or that kind of thing. But it was the music that moved him.
Absolutely. And the Spirit.
And the Spirit behind or within the music,
wow.
I should say.
Wow.
And I think going along with what you were asking, as far as even here in the States, you're asking, you know, kind of bridging, I guess a good word would be trying to bridge the Southern gospel world to the maybe contemporary world. Mm-hmm. A lot of the churches that we go into, they're not necessarily on the Southern gospel track, which, you know, as there are so many different styles out there. Yeah. And it's been a true blessing for us because of the history with regeneration, then going through to where we're at today. They will bring us in, and then the next week they'll have Mercy Me or Casting right, Crowns right. or you know, any of the contemporary artists, and we are the closest thing to Southern gospel that they're going to get. So hopefully we can bridge that gap there, and that's I feel like we have achieved that in many in many areas, which I'm thrilled for, because I think that the contemporary circles would appreciate some of the Southern gospel music if they just had an opportunity. Sure. So
yeah, I believe we can learn from each other. And I kind of see your group as being a very maybe church friendly, no matter how liturgical or strict or uptight or whatever, or free or contemporary and loud the church may be. You guys kind of come in there and can ease into it. That's good.
Yeah.
You may ask me how I know. And doubt the way I feel, but I know he's real today. He'll always be. I can feel his hand in mine, and that's it.
Yeah.
And so Hannah Webb is on the phone because she's traveling, and we'll cover some of that here in a little while as our conversation continues with the Webb family on Daniel, Britt, and Friends. But Hannah, as your mom and dad have kind of alluded to and talked about, there came a point where both you and Parker came into the group, and you in particular, what was the confirmation for you to start singing? What may have been seen as a quiet girl, shy girl, all of a sudden, yeah, I'm ready to sing. I'm ready to do this.
Well, Daniel, at 13 years old, being a very incredibly shy girl, a very introverted, I had no idea how the Lord wanted to use me when he did indeed call me into the ministry at that young age. I believe it was probably Parker that really gave me the boost. I knew that I wanted to serve the Lord. I knew that that's what he wanted me to do. He had called me into ministry and to serve him. And with Parker's extra shove, and I knew it was exactly what I wanted to do when I was 16. And we were in Israel and in the hotel room, and Parker and I were talking about it and how much fun and what an honor it would be to share a stage with people like my parents, because they honestly are, Daniel, two of the most wonderful people that you will ever meet in your life. They're so humble, so talented, but so humble, and true servants, and godly parents. And it was an honor, really, for them to say, absolutely, we would love it. You have made our whole life, and it's just been wonderful. The past 5 years now that we've been on the road, it's really been an honor.
Hannah Webb and the entire Rick Webb family, we're placing a bookmark here and we'll pick back up next time for part two of Daniel, Britt, and Friends and the Rick Webb family with Rick and Phyllis Webb, husband, wife, father, mother, to Hannah and Parker. And they're all with us as we chronicle their journey and listen to the lush vocal sounds of the Rick Webb family on Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Be back with us next time for part two.
You've been listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel, Britt, and Friends.